chapter 19. Better is the poor that walks in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also, that the soul be without knowledge is not good, and he that hurries with his feet goes astray. The foolishness of man subverts his way, and his heart frets against Yahweh. Wealth adds many friends, but the poor is separated from his friend. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that utters lies shall not escape. Many will entreat the favor of the liberal man, and every man is a friend to him that gives gifts. All the brothers of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursues them with words, but they are gone. He that gets wisdom loves his own soul. He that keeps understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that utters lies shall perish. Delicate living is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger. It is his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass. A foolish son is a calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. House and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from Yahweh. Slothfulness cast into a deep sleep, and the idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keeps a commandment keeps his soul, but he that is careless of his ways shall die. He that has pity upon the poor lends to Yahweh, and his good deed will he pay him again. Discipline your son while there is hope, but set not your heart on his destruction. A man of great wrath shall bear the penalty, for if you deliver him, you must do it yet again. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, but the counsel of Yahweh, that shall stand. That which makes man to be desired is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of Yahweh tends to life, and he, being satisfied, shall abide. He shall not be visited with evil. A sluggard buries his hand in the dish, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Strike a scoffer, and the simple will learn prudence. And reprove one that has understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He that does violence to his father, and chases away his mother, is a son that causes shame and brings reproach. Cease, my son, to hear instruction that cause one to stray from the words of knowledge. A worthless witness mocks at justice, and the mouth of the wicked swallows iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scoffers, and stripes for the back of fools.